Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Oh, I'm sorry, for Senator Wallingford will be leading us in prayer this morning. Senator?
Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Psalm 119, 165. Please bow your heads in prayer. O God, King of the universe, you have given your law to assist us to live in peace with our neighbor and create harmony within our communities. We fashion laws for our people and are most grateful that your law provides a guide for what we do here. Help us to hear what is necessary for us to make our laws more helpful and of service to our people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tom, Senator. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise? Senator from Lewis is here. Senator from the 5th. I'm sorry, Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th is here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 11th day, Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018.
Senator McCullough, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator McCullough has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have two great groups of young folks here with us this morning. First, I have the ACT Missouri and the Missouri Youth Adult Alliance advocating for drug and alcohol prevention among teens. They're with us on the bench over here. If we could get, you know, some of the fine staff members to get out of the way, Harrison could get a picture of them, Mr. President. Here today, they're accompanied by Joy Sweeney of the Council of Drug-Free Youth. With her today are Katie Allen, Lauren Brenner, Hope Hemsworth, Colby Boycott, thank you, Colby, Caleb Hatfield, Mary Catherine, Jonathan Shanks, and Hannah Kingsfield. And that name sounds familiar to me. Hannah is the niece of Adam Kingsfield, who is the director of appropriation. Have a good authority. She just received her driver's permit. That's a scary thing as a parent. I might also add, Mr. President, that Caleb Hatfield is actually a constituent of the senator from Newton, and Mary Catherine is a constituent of the senator from Butler. I'd like the Senate to make these fine folks and their adult leaders feel welcome in the chamber today.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from Cole to the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guest. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I know that throughout the Capitol today, we're joined by our circuit clerks from around the state. And in the chamber today, I am pleased to have as a guest my circuit clerk, Mr. Tom Barr, who's in the upper gallery, and I ask that he would be also made welcome observing our proceedings today. Thank you, Mr.
President. Let's please welcome the guest from the center from Greene. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have some very special guests visiting here today.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, over on the side, we have from my district, Mrs. Peggy Barnhart. Now, I met Peggy, I think, when I was touring the Red Cross, where she still works. But she is here today to go before the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee to become a member of the St. Louis County Board of Election Commissioners. And with Peggy is former Representative Rick Stream. Rick, as we know, is from Kirkwood, Missouri. He is the director of the St. Louis County Board of Elections. So if you would join me in making both of them welcome today.
Let's please welcome the guests from the center of the 24th to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from the first.
Mr. President, I have an introduction of a guest.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and my right is my constituent and college classmate, Matt Potter. He has served as an election commissioner in the city of St. Louis, and he has been appointed by the governor to serve in that role for St. Louis County as well, and I believe we'll be having his hearing here shortly. If the body could please make him feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest from the center from the first to the Missouri Senate chamber.
Mr. President.
Introduction of guests, Senator from the first.
May I inquire briefly of the Senator from Newton?
Senator from Newton, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the first?
I do.
Senator from the first, you may proceed.
Senator, thank you for yielding to my inquiry. I just wanted to call the body's attention to something that you did this morning that was very helpful to another number of members of the body. It's sort of a little known, maybe seldom used, power of the office of pro tem that you serve as an ex officio member of all committees, which from time to time, especially when the schedule's a little off kilter, can come in very handy when we're having difficulty establishing quorum. And I just wanted to let members of the body know that this morning you went out of your way to make sure that the Health and Pension Committee had quorum so that a bill of mine could be heard that was important to a number of people, and a bill of the senator from the 23rd. And without you, we would not have been able to do that. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's always my pleasure to help the esteemed senator from Buchanan, who always ducks controversy, is very quiet on the floor of the Senate, hardly has anything to say. So, you know, it's my pleasure to honor him by having a quorum, let him do his job.
Well, Senator, perhaps if we can cajole him a little bit harder, we can finally get him to break his silence. Thank you, Senator.
Introduction of guest, Senator from Boone. We are on the business of introduction of guest. Introduction of guest, Senator from Boone. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, talking to the senator from Lewis, is the former senator and former representative John Cawthorn. I, in my first year in the House, because of some redistricting, largely replaced then Representative Cawthorn, and so he represented portions of Columbia and Mexico and other areas that direction, but I'd like the body to make him feel welcome back in the Missouri Senate.
Let's please welcome the guest and the former representative to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guest, Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of guests.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today from Lee Summit R7, we have several folks down visiting, and I believe we're having lunch at the chairman's office this afternoon. We have Dr. Dennis Carpenter, superintendent of R7, Jackie Clark on the school board. We have Phyllis Bogd, also on the school board, Dennis Smith, Elaine Blumau, Mike Johnson, Steve Hill, Mia Folsom, Sita Trice, and Mark Van Berikum. I ask the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's please welcome this guest from the senator from the 8th to the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 7th. What purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, joining us today in the upper gallery are members of the UMKC Dental School. If they would please stand, they are here advocating on behalf of dentists across the state and for the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Dentistry. And I would ask the body to make
with
them feel
the guests
welcome.
Of the Senate from the 7th, please rise. And with the members of the Senate chamber, please make them welcome. Introduction of guests. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 954, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to expungement of records relating to the offense of unlawful use of a weapon.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
There's no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 955, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to reductions in automobile insurance coverage.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 956, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to transportation infrastructure.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 957, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to consumer legal funding.
Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of Judiciary Address from the Honorable Zell Fisher, Chief Justice of the State of Missouri.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Cole. All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess.